Merda.
Não.
Vai tranquilo. Bene, bene. Esecuzione perfetta. Ha fatto un gioiello, ragazzo mio. Perfetto per un cortigiano e per un prete da stempellare dopo cena e da lucidare ogni domenica dopo la messa. In altre parole, questo, il mio nome, non lo porterà mai. Ci devi mettere dentro la tua rabbia, ragazzo mio. Avanti, vieni con me.
$1,600,000 is to all now. $1,675,000. Is that a bit, sir? Don't be shy. All right, then I'll take it. $1,775,000.
Mr. Moritz, please don't let me forget this.
Is that a bit, sir? No? $1,775,000 on my left. Against the telephone now. Against you, sir. $1,775,000. 1-800-1-800-1-850-1-875 on my left in the room. 1-900-1-92 in the room. Yes, I got you, sir. 1-940. Not yours, ma'am. Neither of yours. $1,940,000. I'll take 10. Do you want back in, sir? Is that a yes? No? The Stradivarius now at $1,940,000. 1-950 on my left. Down to you two. $1,950. Not yours, sir. Not yours. $1,950. All done then? Fair warning. I'm selling now at $1,950,000. And sold to the lady on my left. The last sale of the evening, lot number 72 on the turntable there, the star of the night. And where is she? The last violin of Niccolò Bussotti, 1681. A masterpiece of the Golden Age. And if she will give us the pleasure. Here she is now, lot 72, the so-called red violin. And this time, the last order bid is at $250,000. A lot of interest here, of course. So now let's open the floor, and who will start us off? $260,000. Good evening, Mr. Lucetti.
Francesca, leggete ancora il futuro?
Ebbene, signora, siediti. Mi ha chiamato, io ero nell'orto.
Qui ci posso venire, vero?
Ma certo.
Fa parte della mia casa?
Certo, signora, certo. Io ho dei nuovi amuleti e delle ossa che ti stavo per portare. Se fai in modo che tuo marito ci sputi sopra, certo sarebbe meglio. Hai fame? No, non mangiare quella roba. È pesce.
E allora?
renderebbe tuo figlio più lento nell'imparare. Ecco, ecco. Delle pietre per te e una chiave da mettere intorno al collo.
Mio marito è stanco di sputare su ogni cosa.
Sputare è la cosa migliore che può fare. La saliva del padre è la cosa migliore che ha.
Cesca, voglio che mi diciate il futuro del mio bambino.
Non so farlo.
Se per mio marito non vi preoccupate.
No, no, signora, no. Non è per tuo marito, è che proprio io non riesco a farlo.
Capisco.
Fino a che non nasce il bambino, i vostri umori sono tutt'uno. Naturalmente posso leggere il tuo futuro.
No, ve l'ho già detto, mi spaventa.
Dai, signora, dai. 5 carte. È solo il futuro.
Ma se è brutto?
Farò finta di non vederlo.
Ditemi tutto.
La luna. Avrai una vita lunga, piena, ricca. E c'è un viaggio. E io vedo un lungo viaggio.
Nicolò.
Esci. Chiudi la porta. Che c'è? Che c'è di così importante a venire qui in bottega nelle vostre condizioni?
Qui sono sicura di trovarvi.
Che succede?
Ho parlato con Cesca.
Allora?
Mi ha detto il futuro.
Cesca, Dio santo.
Mi ha detto che il parto sarà molto difficile e doloroso.
Ma tutti i parti sono dolorosi. Che razza di profezie?
Nicolò, stiamo parlando di me.
Ma perché te l'ascolta a Cesca? È una serva. Abbiamo una brava allevatrice, un astrologo, un medico. Tutti saranno lì. Sarà perfetto. Lo so.
Come fate a saperlo?
Lo so.
Nicolò. Sono troppo vecchia per avere un bambino.
È un violino.
Sì, ma è diverso.
Ma è finito, devo verniciare.
Ma c'è qualcosa che...
È perfetto. Tutti gli altri sono roba da niente. Roba da vendere a Robby Vecchio, da buttare alla spezzatura. Quello è il mio capolavoro. Ho fatto il nostro figlio, Anna. Il nostro figlio sarà musicista. Vivrà per la musica. Sarà il nostro orgoglio, amore mio. Porterà la bellezza nel mondo.
Nicolò.
Volevo farvi una sorpresa, ma come vedete, le profezie le so fare anch'io.
Ma è troppo grande per un bambino.
Crescerà.
Siete geloso della mia relazione, io e la luna.
No, non sono geloso. Lo so che berrete.
Maestro, un giovinetto chiede di voi.
Digli di andarsene.
Non lo farà, maestro, l'ha malato il dottore. Penso che facciate meglio a venire.
Vostra moglie, signore, il dottore.
Che succede?
Sta male, signore. Sta nascendo il bambino.
Andatevene via, andatevene via, lasciatemi solo per carità.
1,650,000. 1,675,000. Is that a bid, sir? Don't be shy. All right, then I'll take it. 1,700,000.
Excuse me, Mr. Resetsky.
1,725. The Stradivarius yes. Now at 1,725. Paul at 1,750. 1,775 on the left. Against the telephone now. Against you, sir. 1,775. 1,810. 1,810,000. 1,850. 1,850. 1,875. 1,900. $1,920 in the room. Yes, sir, I've got you.
He knows
nothing. $1,940. Not yours, ma'am. Neither of yours. $1,940,000. $1,950 on the left. All done, then? I'm selling now at $1,950,000. And sold to the lady on my left. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the last sale of the evening, lot number 72, the star of the night. Where is she? The last violin of Niccolò Busotti, 1681, a masterpiece of the Golden Age, if she will give us the pleasure. And there she is now, lot number 72, the so-called red violin. The last order bid is at $250,000. Now, who will start us off?
$260,000. Good evening, Mr. Roselsky.
Jeden Tag musst du die Geige gut abwischen. Pass gut auf. Das ist die Geige, die dir gehört, solange du bei uns im Waisenhaus bist.
Su di te, signora. Pericolo per chi si trova sotto il tuo incanto. E saranno morti. Molti. È una carta potente. L'impiccato. Vedo pericolo, infermità, malattia. Mi dispiace, signora, non so dire quale. Vi sono molti tipi di malattia.
Ah, diese Straßen, Bruder Christoph. Ihr wisst nicht, was ich mitmache. Und wozu diese Eile? Und warum pressiert es so? Warum könnt ihr nicht auf meine nächste Reise warten?
Wir haben einen Buben, gnädiger Herr.
Aber ja, ihr habt viel.
Mit diesem Buben ist ein Wunder geschehen, ihr werdet sehen.
Ich fürchte, in Wien gibt es schon genug Wunder.
Nicht wie er. Wir dachten, ihr müsstet ihn sofort sehen. Wir haben ihn alles gelehrt, was wir wissen.
Spricht er Französisch?
Nein, gnädiger Herr. Leider.
Alle Schüler müssen Französisch sprechen. Was ist die Sprache der Musik? Elle a fine l'oreille. Elle a nobli l'esprit.
Monsieur Poussin, das ist Kaspar Weiß.
Was ist das für eine Violine? Die habe ich noch nicht gesehen.
Wir haben sie seit 100 Jahren.
War viel zu groß für ein Kind. Schaut seine Hände an. Er sollte haben Kindergeige spielen. Sogar Mozart, Dieu son âme, spielte in Versailles auf ein Kindergeige. Das ist keine Schande. Hättest du nicht besser ein kleines Instrument?
Er kann damit umgehen.
Soll er es versuchen? Spiel, mein Kind. Spiel. Verstehe.
Monsieur Poussin, wir sind in der Lage, einen geringen Beitrag zu seinem Kostgeld zu leisten, um sein Studium zu unterstützen.
Du bist ein braver Bub. Du bist artig und sauber. Das ist erfreulich. Aber du isst kein Gemüse. Ist das wahr?
Ja, gnädiger Herr.
Was machst du denn nicht?
Karotten, gnädiger Herr. Und Bohnen und Kohl. Und
ces moines savent pas faire la cuisine. Die können nicht kochen, diese Mönche. Hier steht auch dein Herz. Ist schwach. Stimmt das? Man braucht ein starkes Herz, um Geige zu spielen. Das kannst du mir glauben und erst recht in Wien zu leben. Du wirst sehen, Wien ist eine schreckliche Stadt. Schrecklich, doch grandios. hat.
Antoinette!
Permettez-moi de vous présenter Caspar Weiss, un des enfants les plus doués de la Terre.
Mais Georges, nous ne pouvons pas.
Mon épouse, Antoinette Poussin.
Guten Tag, Caspar. Ich freue mich, eine Bekanntschaft zu machen.
Geh schon hinein. Ich zeige dir gleich dein Zimmer.
Georges, je vous en prie, nous n'avons pas les moyens de l'entretenir.
Nous n'avons surtout pas les moyens de faire autrement.
Il y a dans ton jeu quelque chose d'impénétrable que je n'arrive pas à saisir. Mais j'ai décidé de l'analyser logiquement, avec une méthode scientifique.
D'abord, ton coup d'archet et le phrasé de la main gauche, le détaché, l'ornementation et le goût. Et la théorie. La théorie, ça aussi c'est important. Tu dois apprendre qu'il faut un peu plus que de l'inspiration pour bien jouer du violon. Tu as besoin de méthode. Tu as besoin de réfléchir. De travailler.
Du bist nichts.
Et tu as besoin de manger aussi.
Willst du etwas anderes?
Allez, goûte un peu de fromage, tu aimeras ça. Un fromage de France. Allez, goûte un morceau.
Nimm doch ein Stück.
Tu verras. Ça te changera du fromage desséché des moines. Allez. Caspar, si tu joues bien, tu auras la meilleure cuisine du monde.
Georges, on n'a même plus de quoi se chauffer, sans parler du reste.
Vends tes bijoux, vends ton David. D'ailleurs, il a voté la mort du roi, ce monstre. Mon garçon, joue bien du violon et tu auras du fromage. Geige, Käse.
Kann ich auf mein Zimmer gehen?
Oui. Vas-y, et dors bien. Madame Poussin montera pour t'assister dans tes prières.
Pourquoi lui parles-tu en français? Il ne comprend rien de ce que tu dis.
Comment apprendrait-il autrement? Et je veux que le monde sache qu'il lui a appris.
Bonjour, Poussin.
J'ai mis un point d'honneur, comme vous le savez, à visiter trois fois l'an l'orphelinat Taufer pour offrir mes talents de professeur. Une offrande, dirais-je, dédiée à ces braves cœurs en soutane. Cette année, ils m'ont réclamé bientôt. J'étais sceptique, mais quand cet enfant a levé son archet, quand il a attaqué la première note, alors, Monseigneur von Spielmann, j'ai compris que j'étais exaucé.
Ihr habt also wieder ein Wunderkind zur Welt gebracht. Ich habe kein Geld für euch, Poussin. Kein Konzert, das ich euch anbieten könnte.
Es ist nicht wegen des Geldes.
Ihr müsst euch einen anderen Gönner suchen.
Muss ich euch anflehen?
Tut ihr das nicht bereits?
Ja. Ich weiß.
In drei Wochen werde ich im Rahmen meines Salons auch ein privates Vorspielen abhalten. Der Fürst von Mansfeld bereitet eine Reise nach Preußen vor und spielt mit dem Gedanken, sich von einem musikalischen Talent begleiten zu lassen.
Er muss diesen Buben hören.
Drei Wochen. Wird das ausreichen? Seid ehrlich.
Von mir aus schon morgen.
Seid nicht leichtfertig, Professor. Ich will nicht noch einmal blamiert werden.
Ich bitte euch, ich durfte die gekrönten Häupter von Frankreich.
Sind diese Häupter heute, Poussin, sie liegen in der Gosse der Republik.
Toute cette première phrase doit être jouée staccato. Jouons d'une façon moderne, bien sûr. Mais ne soyons pas grossiers. Tu l'as aimé, hein, n'est-ce pas?
Yeah.
Eh bien, j'en suis ravi. Il va la jouer encore, et encore, et encore. Du wirst es wieder und wieder spielen.
Tu vois cet instrument? C'est une sorte d'horloge chronomètre de mon invention. On l'appelle d'ailleurs le poussin-mètre. Tu le traiteras avec la même déférence que moi-même. Ce que tu viens de jouer correspond à un tempo comme celui-ci. Chaque jour, en progressant, nous baisserons cette petite pièce d'un cran et finalement, dans 3 semaines, tu joueras comme cela. Et le monde sera à toi.
Et vois-tu, Antoinette, il y a quelque chose que je ne saisis pas encore.
Oh, violon. Un son merveilleux. Une belle ligne aussi.
Ben oui, un violon italien.
Et il vaut très cher, n'est-ce pas?
Mais pourquoi tu me demandes ça?
Peut-être que notre loyer serait enfin payé. Mais jamais.
Cet enfant va jouer divinement, ma chère. Tu pourrais me croire pour une fois, non?
Oui, bien sûr. Oui, je peux. Je trouve étrange cependant qu'il dorme avec. Il pourrait l'abîmer dans son sommeil.
Quoi? Il dort avec son violon.
Waouh, Pierre, lève-toi.
Voilà, maintenant mets ton violon. Tu vois comme tu tiens les choses? Ton corps est raide, ton coude est bloqué. Je savais qu'il y avait quelque chose qui te retenait. Quelque chose, mais je ne savais pas quoi. Maintenant, c'est tout à fait clair. Tu es oppressé, mon cher enfant, par ton violon. Tu es complètement asservi. Regarde-toi, là, très bien. Si vous voulez avancer, Caspar Weiss, faudra lâcher prise.
Aber was meint ihr? Ich verstehe es nicht.
Antoinette me dit que vous dormez avec votre violon la nuit. Heute wirst du allein schlafen. Ohne Geige. Ohne deine Geige.
Danke, dass Sie so schnell gekommen sind.
Dankeschön, Herr Doktor. Vielen Dank. Auf Wiedersehen. Geht's dir besser?
Ja, danke.
Der Doktor sagt, dein Herz ist stillgestanden, 1 Minute lang.
Es tut mir leid.
War schon gut, schon. Aber jetzt darf es nicht wieder passieren.
Gut.
Hast du Angst gehabt? Machst du dir Sorgen wegen des Vorspiels? Es wird alles sehr gut gehen. Weißt du? Du weißt das doch, nicht wahr?
Georges.
Oui, je sais, je sais. Caspar, wir wollten dir noch etwas sagen. Du musst das alles nicht tun, wenn du nicht willst. Du musst nicht spielen.
Ich muss nicht.
Wir können das Vorspiel absagen. Wir schaffen das doch irgendwie. Hm? Es ist besser, als du wirst krank, verstehst du? Du musst nicht berühmt werden.
Nein. Ja. Oui. Verschämt malade. Je veux être célèbre, monsieur. Je le veux.
Schön, du bist fantastisch, du. Voilà, je suis fier de toi maintenant. Tu vas te reposer, te détendre. Madame Poussin va t'amener un visiteur que tu aimes bien. Hmm?
Merci.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good. Good. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Voilà. Thank you.
Wir gehen jetzt lieber schlafen. Morgen wird ein anstrengender Tag.
Parfait. Alors maintenant, à l'envers. Tu es prêt?
Kaspar Weiß, Violine.
Joue le mieux que tu peux, Kaspar. Joue le mieux que tu peux.
Maître Poussin und sein Protégé Kaspar Weiß.
Näher. Komm näher. Du bist also dieses Naturtalent, von dem ich so viel gehört habe. Ein Waisenkind von Mönchen erzogen.
Wenn euer Gnaden das alles unpassend finden, gehen wir einfach weiter. Als nächstes kommt der Sohn von...
Nein, nein, überhaupt nicht. Was für ein schöner Gedanke, dass ein Kloster einmal wirklich etwas hervorgebracht haben soll. Etwas Sinnvolles. Du hast aber wirklich ein sehr schönes Instrument. Darf ich es sehen? Darf ich es ansehen, mein Kind?
Bitte.
Würdet ihr das verkaufen? Ich bin bereit, einen hohen Preis dafür zu bezahlen.
Er hängt sehr an seinem Instrument.
Es scheint so.
Vielleicht, wenn er gespielt hat.
Aber natürlich, er soll spielen. Vielleicht nehme ich ihn auch. Komm, spiel mir was vor. Willst du nicht für mich spielen? Bitte.
Was denn? Spiel doch, mein Sohn. Spiel.
Gaudio eterna possidiat per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Amen.
Im Namen meiner Mitbrüder möchte ich mich bedanken für die Großzügigkeit, die er Kaspar hat zukommen lassen.
Ihr habt ihm viel gegeben und er hat diese Gaben mit sich genommen.
Ich habe getan, was ich konnte.
Würdet ihr uns die Ehre erweisen, unser bescheidenes Mahl mit uns zu teilen?
Ich danke euch herzlich, aber meine Frau erwartet mich, ganz Wien wartet.
Natürlich, das verstehen wir.
Ich habe nur eine Frage.
Ja?
Die Violine.
Ja?
Was soll mit ihr geschehen?
Verzeiht. Ich dachte, ihr wisstet es bereits. Natürlich seid ihr die erste Person, an die wir gedacht haben. Nach all der Zeit und Mühe, die ihr aufgewandt habt, hätten wir es für unpassend gehalten, die Violine an ein anderes Kind weiterzugeben.
Gewiss.
Wir haben sie mit dem Buben begraben.
Jetzt kann er im Himmel spielen.
Ja, natürlich.
E poi vedo un tempo per la vita, un tempo per la lussuria, l'energia, libere, oltre le montagne, il mare, il tempo. È confuso, signora, lo so, ma io lo vedo e non mi sbaglio. E la tua è l'anima di Lazzaro.
Yes, I see. Well, put her through, will you, Ken? Wir werden gleich zurückgestellt.
Sie müssen ja die historischen Ereignisse erklären. Erzählen Sie die Geschichte.
Bitte, Bruder, ich glaube kaum, dass Sie das interessieren wird. Sie macht schon ihre Arbeit.
Aber wenn wir sie auf unserer Seite?
Father Victor, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Suzanne. We're just closing on lots of new ones. Can you hear the auctioneer?
So, lady on the...
Yes, I can hear him. Suzanne, how do I tell you when I want to...
Leave it to me, sir. Just tell me when you want to stop.
A masterpiece of the golden age. And if she will give us the pleasure...
Ich fühle mich so hilflos. Können wir denn gar nichts tun?
Doch. Wir können beten.
Who will start us off? 260,000. Good evening, Mr. Ruzelski. 270,000. Suzanne.
On the telephone. 280,000. Back to you, sir. 300,000. I see you, Suzanne. It's your caller now.
E poi. E poi entrerà nella tua vita un uomo. Un uomo bello. Intelligente. Ti sedurrà con il suo talento e con cose peggiori. Insomma, il diavolo.
What a marvelous violin.
What do you want?
I was lured by the music. It drew me across the heath.
Oh, yes? Maybe you can go back the same way.
I'm your host. This is my land.
Now I see. My mistake. We will not be a trouble. We'll be leaving here by nightfall.
That won't be necessary. I'm sure we can come to some arrangement.
Excuse me, sir. I must ask you to leave.
We have an invitation. You can read. Personal invitation. Yavé Roma.
Good evening, Percy.
Good evening, ma'am. He's in the dressing room, warming up.
Not without me, I hope.
Victoria. I need you. I feel a competition coming on.
So do I.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I can have your attention, Mr. Pope has asked me to announce that he will be performing this afternoon on an antique instrument of the Italian school, which has revitalized his affections for the violin. I hope that whets your appetite somewhat.
Mr. Pope, sir, whenever you're ready.
Oh, I'd like to play for you a new composition, which came to me recently. In a moment of inspiration.
How did it come to this? Saints in heaven. How did it happen to him? An artist, it could not be denied. A poet, in fact. But a murderer. No. Yet the looking glass image was hard to refute. His fingers and cuffs were still ruddy with gore, and as he watched, in horror, the speckles of blood seemed to multiply before his eyes like maggots on a fetid corpse. And what would become of him now? Where would he run to and where would he hide? The options just then were depressingly few. Indeed, his mind was already racing east across the frozen continent.
Darling.
And over the frozen steppes.
Darling.
Back to the refuge of his childhood estate.
I have a theme I want to work out.
To Russia. He heard the Cossack call.
That needs to be addressed.
Can't you see I'm trying to work? You're so selfish.
It was mutual inspiration I had in mind.
Can't you see I don't need any? I was writing here like...
My love, don't be angry.
Oh, please.
You've only yourself to blame. It's your beauty that summons the music. And when it comes, I must play.
Thank you. frozen continent and over the frozen steppes, back to the refuge of his childhood estate. To Russia, he heard the Cossack call.
Frederick.
My darling, my one inspiration.
I have something terrible to tell you.
Terrible?
The worst.
It must be most terrible for you to tell me now and ruin this perfect moment.
Jack has killed the minister. It was an accident.
I see.
He's now fled to Russia. Self-imposed exile.
I see. You're leaving me.
I've never been there. I don't know what to write. I have to follow him.
I can't go. I have concerts.
I know, darling.
You're very angry.
Why should I be?
Dearest Frederick, I've just passed the church near Charrington where Geoffrey was baptized, and I'm quickly approaching the Rutherford Bridge. In other words, darling, we have parted for under 10 minutes and already I'm lost. I return to my writing in the hope that these few honest words might rejoin our lips.
Darling Victoria.
Or bring back your hands to my shivering skin.
You trust in words and the comfort of letters in a way that I simply do not. And no matter the language, no words can convince me that you're not
Frederick,
gone.
My love, it's Moscow at last, and my very first night was unspeakably dreary. Can any one nation be quite so abysmal?
What is this nonsense?
Or is it just simply that you are not here?
Do not expect me to sigh for your woes. If everything truly is as dismal as you say, then heed my simple remedy.
Frederick.
Return at once, my friend, love.
I long for your touch. I still seek your scent on my clothes.
Come to me now.
On my skin.
I never will free you. I should have pinned you to the mattress when last I had the chance. Like you were the butterfly. I was the pin.
Embroidered together, heart against heart.
Victoria, listen. Our moment is dying. What is this now? The music is gone. Like you were the butterfly. Everything precious is passing, my love.
Play at your concert the piece you composed.
For everything I said to you.
Where is my Jack?
And everything I might ever say could be contained in these two words.
I wish I could hear you. I wait for his sight.
Come back, Victoria.
As my novel runs dry.
Come back.
Do not write to me anymore, love.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience and understanding. Unfortunately, I have just received notice that Mr. Pope has been afflicted by an illness. And unfortunately, he cannot be with us today. Of course, we will refund those who desire, but for those who do stay, we are pleased to play my arrangement of favorite English madrigals.
Darling Frederick, I have seen the truth at last. Eternity has passed since we all parted. One full week without your letters, and I am shriveling here like a flower in the desert. I will not suffer more. Are you not reading as well as not writing? Then you will miss this crucial report. I'm coming back, my love. by any means I can, tomorrow morning if I'm able. And then, will you forgive me, my love? The wasted time, my selfish folly. Will you take me in your arms again, and with one kiss eradicate each hour apart from your embrace? I long for your love. I long for your touch. Your constant heart.
Victoria.
Oh, sluttish muse.
Who is she?
Quiet!
Victoria, please.
Don't try to explain. It's not your fault. Or yours.
Victoria, listen.
Do not despair, Victoria. This is the last page of our correspondence. I am only writing to let you know of my plans for suicide. By poison or drowning, I've yet to decide. All my estate I'm leaving to you. I have some personal debts that I intend to honor, but everything else will be yours to dispose of. Do with it what you will. It matters little to me. Regretfully yours, Frederick.
Dying.
Do you know anything about music? Have you heard of Frederick Pope? Lord Frederick Pope, composer, genius, the only goddamn virtuoso the nation of England ever came up with. In a few minutes, his violin is going to be sold, and if I don't get there because of your driving all this goddamn traffic, I'm going to lose my precious testicles, do you understand? I'm going to be castrated. Please hurry.
Sula, you well?
Well, that's it?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me? I need a receipt. Hello, Nicholas Olsberg. I'm late.
Yes, you are.
Please don't let me forget this.
Olsberg, Nicholas. I registered by telephone. And I check again under Pope Foundation.
Pope.
Here we are.
Please sign. There you are.
And here he is now, 72, the so-called Red Violin. Last order bid is at $250,000. So we'll open the floor and who'll start us off? $260,000. Good evening, Mr. Ruselski. $270,000, Suzanne here on the telephone. $280,000, back to you, sir. Here, $300,000 at the back of the room. Thank you. $320,000, Suzanne, I see you. $400,000 at the back of the hall.
$400,000.
Snape, qual è?
Si chiama?
La giustizia. Ci sarà un processo, un gran processo, davanti a un giudice potente, e tu sarai colpevole. Attenta, attenta al colore del fuoco.
陈刚同志，您说得很对。
请大点声。
陈刚同志，您说得很对，很多西方音乐都很粗俗，不值得取，这是事实。您说的都很对，但是我教的音乐，
请说下去。
但是我教的音乐是革命的音乐，例如贝多芬。
你是这么认为的？
李老在接见艺术院校师生，
他已经被青竹出党批倒批臭，你还想引用他的话吗？
我的确不知道，不过我已经教了很多年了。
这还用说？大家是怎么看的？我们会服从大家的意见。 意见。
我们要破四旧立四新，
周元，你必须确实是罪，
向腐朽的西方艺术进行挑战。
陈刚同志，我可以说几句话吗？
当然可以，同志。
同学们，同志们，革命小将们，对西方音乐我没有发言权，不像陈刚同志那么有研究，可是我确实认为西方音乐没有我们民族音乐那么动听。周元也教胡琴，他可以完全专心教胡琴吗？
向同志很聪明，
谁呀、啊？谁？谁呀、啊？小明，是你啊！你吓了我一跳，我还以为一个人呢。哎，我这好乱呢、啊，我现在收拾东西、啊。
阿姨，这是什么？
这是小提琴，是一种乐器，是欧洲来的。
欧洲？它是不好的东西吗？
不，不是。 小提琴本身是个好东西，来，你听听。我们要研究西方音乐，只有学习才能进步，这是毛主席说的。
爸爸问你参不参加聚会，他在街上等你。
参加我当然参加了，你说我晚饭来找他，等我把这收拾好进来。小明啊，
什么事啊？
今天这儿看到的，别告诉别人好吗？嗯，来，我让你听着。是我们俩的秘密，好吗？去吧。
说什么？他干嘛去了？
不能告诉你。
为什么？
我答应过他保密的。
小明，我是你爸爸，什么事都不能瞒着爸爸，知道吗？
当他们感到非常无力、真困不下去的时候，
柴
进耍阴谋，
向派是我
暗地造谣言，极力混淆革命和反革命的
信念，
打击革命派。党中央对各级党委的要求要真正
感受安静安静哟，好东西。哎，好，你看把人呢，把砸了。就是他吧。看日期1937，肯定是他母亲。
周元，你要坚持你的想法。
什么？
请让我进去。
求你，我什么也没干。
进去，进去再见。我有东西给你。
我什么也不需要。
这是给你的，拿去吧。是把小提琴，你把小提琴。
我知道。
那你是要还是不要？
我虽然老了，但我并不糊涂。你的那些战友们，他们是不是就在外边等着？
这不是个圈套。
我已经改交别的了，我不需要这个东西，这是我的真心话，我不需要你的任何。
好，这个我也没有用，这是过去的东西，要你就拿着，不然的话谁也甭想要。你是要还是不要？我没有耐心跟你啰嗦，那我就砸了我。我是党的干部，你明白吗？对我来说，我不可能拥有这把琴。我相信文化大革命，你明白吗？
向老师，向老师。
我会好好保管他的。
吃饭去吧，饿死了。啊，你们去吧，我在这儿等。我就不信他不回来。走，吃饭。
走
走。
哎，真
回去。慢点，
什么东西？
72 on the turntable there, star of the night. Where is she? The last violin of Niccolo Busotti, 1681, a masterpiece of the golden age.
No, not yet.
If she will give us the pleasure. And here she is now, lot number 72, the so-called red violin. And the last order bid is at $250,000. So now let's open the floor and who will start us off?
It's better.
260,000, good evening, Mr. Ruzelski. 270,000, Suzanne on the telephone.
Maybe if I heard it again.
280,000, back to you, sir.
Here.
300,000, at the back of the hall. 320,000, Suzanne, I see you. 340, I have you here. 380,000, Mr. Ruzelski.
L'ultima carta.
L'ultima carta.
Oh, mio Dio.
Signora, è capovolta. A questo punto della lettura potrebbe essere una buona notizia. Io sento l'aria veloce che soffia su di te, ti trasporta. Vento furioso, dunque basta. Il viaggio finirà senza dubbio, lo vedo, in un modo o nell'altro, i tuoi viaggi finiranno. E anche qui c'è un errore, come sempre. Ma tu sei forte ora, forte come un albero nella foresta.
Non è nana?
四个上面。
Sei sola, una marea di volti, di persone amiche, di amici, di nemici, di amanti. Porterai con te molti ammiratori che combattono per averti. E denaro, molto. No, signora, non avere paura. Questa carta io vedo. Vedo.
How's the flight?
Very good, on time.
Sorry to cut your holiday short, but...
It's quite all right. I'm excited, actually. Like Christmas.
It won't take too long. We already divided them up and assessed them.
Right, ballpark.
And all that they want is for you to confirm it.
I got
a second opinion.
I've done this sort of thing before. Can't wait to see it, actually.
Voici Monsieur Moritz, dont je vous ai parlé.
Bonjour.
Comme ça, c'est vous l'expert.
De New York.
Vous savez ce que vous avez à faire?
Yes, New York.
You know what you're doing?
Oh, why, yes, I certainly hope so.
These people from the Vals have given us some figures, and we have figures from the government of China. So what we need now is a...
Professional opinion.
No, a signed affidavit.
That's what I'm here for. Show me to the Strade.
They all look the same to me.
But they're not. Please don't let me forget this.
Over there.
here she is. It's a beautiful specimen. Mm. I'd say about 1683. Reminds me of the Cobbett.
Well, these are the best quality pieces we found in here. Over here, if you'd like to take a look. Are the less promising entries. Some of them are pretty bad.
So I see.
So I guess I'll leave it to you then. I've taken care of the luggage. I have a driver waiting.
All right, it shouldn't be long.
Bonjour, Monsieur Moritz. Everything is ready, as you asked for, I hope.
Same room as always?
We have the same room, but one story down.
Well, it's not the same floor. It's not the same room, is it?
No, sir, but it's the same as the other one. Oh, sir, I have a message from your wife.
Let's see. Room 2703. New York City. 316-2799. Carrie, Charles Moritz here. I have a little gumshoe work I need you to get on to. Cremona, Vasari. Get a pen.
May that cast of this have to reset the table. The Swiss. So here we are. Here's the before picture. Take a look at the corners. Not too bad. I don't think we have to touch them. Some really nice purfling here. A lot of work to get it this far. Turn of the century hack job with some horse glue and a patch. So I had to reset the neck. That was the big job. Sound post, tailpiece, new bridge, of course. But the body itself is remarkably good. So I'm just going to clean it up, strip back some varnish
here. No.
Know what?
I told you before, don't touch the varnish.
Well, that's not going to be easy.
Well, if there's a problem, I'll do it myself.
Look, the auction's in 2 weeks. You know, I have 16 other instruments. LaRue's all over my ass. I still have a Steiner I haven't even touched.
Well, complete LIGs, a resonance test, mass specs,
and let's get some varnished samples off to the lab, okay?
This instrument is not a priority, okay? Every minute of my day is full.
That's fine. We'll do this after hours, all right?
These are the estimates?
No, the reserves.
That we proposed to the Chinese?
Right.
And what about these?
Those are some contentious items you might not want to put on the block. They're badly preserved and hard to attribute.
What about that red one?
Red?
LaRue seemed to think it might be a Busotti.
Oh, yes. It might be, but the label's obscured and the varnish is odd. It's slightly opaque. And I'm afraid as it stands with no documentation.
And that's all you expect?
Sure. The Frederick Pope Busotti? Sure, I have stories.
How about copies?
There's one in London, the only one I know of, supposed to be a copy commissioned by Pope.
You know who has it?
Some private collection.
You think I could buy it without tipping them off?
Tipping them off to what?
Well, we know for sure we have a Busotti. I can date it within the year. We still have this varnish that doesn't configure, but we can run some comparison tests and see if this is the source of the copy.
You know, I should probably tell my employer. If what you're saying is anyway true, people could get a little excited. You know, I could lose my job over this.
Yes, I know. You can go if you want to. I can finish this myself.
Madame Leroux says that she has to have the catalogue proofs for today.
Mm-hmm.
Are you finished?
Yes, they're back at my hotel. I've been working at night. Is there something else?
Oh. Your wife called again.
Close the door, please. Yes, is this the University of Montreal? Well, may I have the archaeology department, please? Hi, this is Charles Moritz over at Duval's. I sent you some varnish samples on Tuesday. Yeah, I wanted you to isolate an organic compound. Yes, the manager. Well, fine, put him on. Yes, this is Mr. Moritz in 2703. Listen, I want to make something absolutely clear. I don't want anyone coming to my room, you understand?
not the maid, not the chick, the minibar, no chocolates on the pillow. I'm giving your staff sort of a break, understand? No one is to come in my room unless I request it. Thank you.
Yes.
I got it.
It's coming. I just talked to London. Well, you know, a little bit of smooth talking, a little bit more money. Your money.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you better make those phone calls. Yeah, me too. Well, actually, I had some ideas.
Wonderful.
Yes.
I have the recording. Pretty good stride, don't you think?
I feel a little bit tight on the top. A little bit strangled over the break.
Oh, to me, it's very clean and precise. Of course, it would have to be played by a master.
What do you guess?
1.7, 1.8 million.
Not bad.
Trust me on this.
What else do you have?
That's about it. But thanks for coming. I hope you don't have an orchestra waiting.
Well, they can wait. They can wait. No problem. What about this here?
No, not that one.
Nice little piece.
But not for you.
I will try it.
No. Don't play it.
Why not?
Yes, why not?
Well, I've just repaired it. It's still fragile. I don't even know why it's here.
I will be very gentle. Don't worry. Yes, I see what you mean. Nothing special.
How's it going?
What do you want me to do with that one, the Pope copy?
I'll take it back to the hotel with me.
Well, you got your money's worth. That is a very good copy. Nice violin. But nothing like this one. This is the single most perfect acoustic machine I have ever seen. Amazing.
Guess I never thought I'd find it. The ultimate thing, as I see it. The perfect marriage of science and beauty. Impossible thing. Now what? What do you do when the thing you most wanted so perfect just comes? Do you have children?
What?
Children. Do you have any?
No, I don't, but I know what you mean. I would love to have this baby for myself.
Really? What would you do?
Take it apart,
find out how it works, take some eigenmode readings on the individual plates.
I don't think you get it.
Oh, yes, yes, I do. Take a look at this. This is mode 1.06 kilohertz. Watch the response curve here. I'll ease it up slowly for you.
Stop it.
Bonjour, Monsieur Moritz.
Bonjour.
Oh, and I have an envelope for you from University of Montreal.
This says this arrived at 7 o'clock. I was in my room.
Yes, sir.
Well, why wasn't I notified?
Sir, you told us not to disturb you.
Not for a courier.
I didn't know, sir.
If a courier comes, you call me. If a fax comes, you call me.
Yes.
It's important. Do you get it? You knock on my door and you put it in my hand. Comprende? I need you to acknowledge.
Yes.
This is my business.
Mr. Moritz, I'm sorry. You'd better come up. They're waiting for you.
So nice of you to join us. I hope you don't mind us starting without you, but there was the question of some unusual expenses, both here in the office and at the hotel.
Did you check my minibar, too?
Well, it's our card. We are paying. We made me wonder what was going on down here, so we decided to come down and have a look. And my, you have been busy. Amidst the courier bills and DNA tests, very curious procedures. Lulu has a theory. Tell me if she's wrong.
Is our little red violin the red violin?
Yes. I just wanted to be sure before I told you.
Well, this is very good news.
I'll send off a press release.
Good work. Thank you. Why don't you take these last few days off before you go home?
No. No! I won't forget. He lied. He lied to me. And I knew it as soon as I saw it. And I said it. This instrument should be mine. Son of a bitch.
56. Mesdames et messieurs, la Maison Duval vous souhaite bienvenue à cette soirée tant attendue. Tout d'abord, nous aimerions remercier le gouvernement chinois pour nous avoir confié cette magnifique collection d'instruments. Merci aussi à notre collègue, Madame Leroux, qui a organisé et rendu possible cette vente. Beau travail. Avant de commencer, mon devoir est de vous rappeler que les conditions de vente se trouvent à la première page du catalogue. Before we begin, it is my duty to direct you to the conditions of sale that you'll find at the front of the catalogue. I will not read them out loud at this point, but consider yourselves warned. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll begin with lot number one, showing on the turntable on my right a fine French cello, and we'll start with $10,000. $10,000.
Airport, sir.
No bell.
There is one stop we have to make.
$400,000 at the back of the room. The Stradivarius now at $400,000. Against the telephone, $420. $450,000. Against you, sir. $500. $500 back to the front. $500. $500,000.
Wait here. I'll just be a minute.
I might have to go around the block.
All right, if you have to.
$1,100,000. $1,100,000. $1,200,000. Is that a bid, sir? Don't be shy. All right, then I'll take it. $1,300,000. $1,400,000. $5,000. Yes, sir, I've got you. $1,600,000. $1,600,000. Not you, sir. $1,650,000. $1,675,000.
Not you,
sir. Mr. Morris. Please don't let me forget this.
$1,775,000 on my left. Against the telephone now. Against you, sir. $1,810,000. $1,850,000. $1,875,000 in the room. $1,900,000. $1,900,000. $1,900,000 on the telephone. $1,920,000 in the room. $1,920,000. I've got you, sir. Thank you. $1,940,000. Not yours, ma'am. Neither of yours. $1,940,000.
Son of a bitch.
I'll take 10. Do you want back in, sir? Is that a yes? No? The Stradivarius now at $1,940,000. Not yours, ma'am. Neither of yours. $1,940,000 against you all in the room. Is that all then? Fair warning. $1,950,000 on my left. Down to you two now. $1,950,000. Not yours, sir. Not yours, Paul. The bid is $1,950,000.
Did you clean this?
Against you all in the room.
Who's responsible?
$1,950,000.
Excuse me, I have to get the last lot now.
All down there?
Excuse me, I have to get the last lot.
What's going on?
I'm selling now. $1,950,000. And so, lady on my left. The last LV spot number 72 on the turntable there, the star of the night.
Okay.
Last violin of Niccolo Busotti, 1681.
Certainly, okay.
If she will give us the pleasure. And here she is now, lot 72, the so-called red violin. Last order bid is at $250,000. So we'll open the floor, and who will start us off? $260,000, good evening, Mr. Rozelski. $270,000, Suzanne on the telephone. $280,000, back to you, sir. Here, $300,000, back of the hall. $320,000, I see you, Suzanne. $340,000, $340,000 now in the front. $400,000 at the back of the hall. $420,000, $500,000, $500,000, against the telephone now. $500,000?
Stop this.
No? Against you, sir. $600,000, $700,000. Not yours, sir, not yours. $800,000. $900,000. $1,000,000, Mr. Rozelski. $1,100,000. $1,200,000. Not you, sir. Ma'am? $1,200,000. $1,300,000. $400,000. $1,600,000.
Mr. Morris?
Down to you two now. $2,000,000, Mr. Rozelski.
Mr. Morris?
$2,100,000.
$2,200,000.
Mr. Morris!
Excuse me. Is this what you're looking for?
Down to you two, $2,200,000.
Yes. Your code.
$2,200,000. $2,300,000. $2,400,000.
Yes, see.
$2,400,000. Is that all then? $2,400,000.
Let me have it.
All done then.
Are you okay, sir?
Yes. Take me home.
Right away.
Fair warning. I'm selling now at $2,400,000, and sold to Mr. Rozelski. That's it.
Hey, baby, it's me. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, I wanted to every day, but
Well, something came up, but it's over now, and I'm coming home. Oh, yeah. Yeah, may I speak to her? Hi, honey. It's Daddy. How are you? Oh, I miss you, too. I'm coming home. And, honey, I'm bringing you something very special.
Bene. Va tutto bene, signora?
Sì, scusatemi.
Ora hai le visioni?
No, è meglio che vada. Mio marito.
Sì, dai da tuo marito.
Grazie, Jessica.